This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. Recently, I found myself in Bisbee, Arizona, wandering, doing chores. You know, it's just an hour, maybe a touch longer than an hour, from our home near the banks of the Olotang. You know, no matter what my mission is in Bisbee, I bump into friends. So, you know, there'll be laughter and jabbering while blocking a sidewalk or blocking a Safeway grocery store aisle. But, you know, I was in Bisbee and I had some time before an appointment. Well, let me go back just a little. Chihuahuan Desert surrounds the community of Bisbee. So from the desert floor to limestone, rocky hills and slopes, I find myself shouting, "Ay, Chihuahua!" And this is very cool. As you climb into the hills and canyons, like say you're headed to Old Bisbee, you enter woodland. I'm talking emery oaks, evergreen sumac, ceanothus, agave, sotals. We're talking this marvelous crisscrossing, blending, mingling of biomes, and it's just fantastic. If you add some monsoon moisture to this mingling of semi-arid biomes, well then, I don't know about you, but I just start shouting, "Great God, great God Almighty." Oh, it is said that overwhelmed plant geeks and botanists faint in the blended Bisbee biomes. Okay, I'm making that up. But it's crazy. It is crazy wonderful. So on this day that I had extra time before an appointment, I decided to find a spot to poke around, and I remembered a little trail above a neighborhood between the Bisbee dump and the traffic circle. I love that traffic circle. So I parked on the side of the road and followed a trail down a very rocky hill. I was surrounded by cool native plants. Oh, I should mention at the very trailhead, the top at the trailhead was a thicket of Tree of Heaven, so that's so Bisbee-ish. But after that, look out, native plants, little leaf sumac, ocotillo, palmer agave, sotal, mesquite, parthenium, vachellia, acacia, ipomealangia folia, velvet pod mimosa, in glorious pink bloom, yucca baccata, nodosculus jatropha. My gray matter was going bonkers, I'm telling you. At one point on that trail, I spotted several small, bushy, leafy green plants with yellow flowers. Heart be still. Minidora scabra. Common name, you could call it rough Minidora, because scabra, the specific epithet, means rough. But I like the common name twinberry because it's referring to the seed pods, so these small round seed pods. It's a really showy perennial, and those bright yellow, and they are bright yellow flowers. Five petals are sort of fused together at the base. They're so cute, and they lead to the twinberries, the seed pods, these little shiny globes that open at the top. They burst open at the top. This beautiful Minidora, it's found on dry, rocky hills. You can find from 1,500 feet to 7,500 feet in elevation. All around you and me, and other regions, I should say, other regions of the Southwest, West Texas into New Mexico, Northern Mexico, Southern Colorado, Southern Utah. Okay. Okay, Minidora scabra, listen, it's in the olive family, Oleaceae. If your interest is in medicinal plants, you need to look up Minidora. That genus name is from a couple Greek words, minos meaning strength, and doron meaning gift. So it's a strong gift. I like that a lot. It was a strong gift to me on a trail down a rocky hill in Bisbee, Arizona. Oh, yeah. Wow, these borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.